Yeah.
Play us in, Miller. With that good shit. Oh yeah, like the song says, it's just the two of us this week. Me and Miller, the fantasy killer, and Brian Katz, who came in last year. Watts couldn't make it. He's got a date with Steve. They're going to buy all of the exotic Infinity scarves they could possibly get their hands on. But on the real, Watts has yet to get internet in his house. He's got Comcast. It's a terrible service. I wouldn't recommend
it. Millennials.
I know. So he doesn't want to go to a Starbucks with all the background noise and them hearing his terrible, terrible picks. He don't want that look. It's a bad look. So it's just me and Miller this week. And we're going to jump into Miller. He had a great moment this week. He looked at his phone and it said Carlos Hyde traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, this news means that his boy, Chubb on the Browns, they're going with Chubb now. He's the guy. So, like, I think out the gate, what do you – I think, what, 15, 20 carries easy, right?
Yeah. I mean, he should slide right into that role. Hyde was leading the league in red zone carries coming into this week. So, I mean, the offense has been great, or much better at least since Mayfield took over. It's a great spot to be in.
I no doubt he's getting the red zone carries. That's not in question. I'm just saying, like, how many touches you think they get this guy?
I think him and Duke Johnson probably have a similar Duke Johnson and Crowell kind of role as they had 2 years ago, where Chubb gets first and second down, so he'll get 10 to 15 carries a game and maybe a couple of catches, and Duke Johnson gets most of the third down work.
You see, like, I don't want to, like, jock this guy, but, like, after looking at the limited touches he got, and they have, like, in Landry, they have kind of like a Duke Johnson type player. Like, you know, he's like their short man anyway. I would just rather have Chubb out there and him be like a legit bell cow guy. Like, I'm not sure how good his hands are, but if he could block and he can catch, man, I say.
Yeah, I would compare him catching the ball. I would compare him to Fournette. He's better than you might think he'd be, but he's certainly not elite. He's not like a Theo Riddick, you know. Duke Johnson's very good at what he does.
Yeah, but I think that's an overrated stat. Like, look at Todd Gurley. Is he an elite, like, ball catcher? No, but he can catch the ball, and once he gets the ball, it's a fucking – he's way better than Duke Johnson.
Agree. That's fair. He's not running – right. Duke Johnson is better suited. Duke Johnson can run routes out of the slot. Gurley's not running routes, but once he gets the ball in space, he's a monster.
Yeah, like, I would just do the McVay approach, man. Like, just have your – play your best player, man. And
your
let,
best player out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's gonna be. I'm excited to see how it works out. I'm a big fan of Chubb, and it's funny. I saw the comparison made where Dorsey just kept being like, "Yo, give this guy more touches," and Hugh Jackson was like, "All right, instead of giving him three carries, I gave him four," and then Dorsey was like, "Yo, fuck you, Jackson. I'm just trading Hyde. I'm not going to give you a choice anymore." Like, the shit they did in Moneyball when the guy, whoever the coach was, I forget the name of the coach.
Billy Beane.
But he wouldn't listen to Billy Beane. And he wasn't going to play Hatterberg. He wouldn't play Hatterberg. He kept playing some other guy at first base. And then Billy Beane just traded him. Because he's like, fuck this guy. I'm not giving him a choice anymore now. Now you have to play Hatterberg. It kind of reminded me of that, where the GM was just like, I can't trust this idiot to make the right decision, so
sometimes,
I'm going to force him.
Sometimes I just don't get coaches where, like, you clearly see the value in this younger guy, right? And, like, you just stick with your veteran for what? I do not know. Like, after what Chubb did with those three carries where he had, like, 105 yards, two touchdowns, was like, it was a monster, right? How do you not get the ball to him just more in general after that? And then they lost the next game, right? Didn't they get blown out the next game they played?
Last week. Yes, they did.
All right, so
who they were playing.
So even in the second half, how does Hugh Jackson not just throw out Chubb? Maybe there's a spark plug. Maybe he gets a big touchdown and gets you back in it or something like that. I don't know. But he's destined to get fired. Like, this team's going to go 6-10 when they probably should be like 9-7.
They're going to give him like a 3-year extension.
They're not the Bengals, man. They're not like, hey, Marvin Lewis, mediocrity is what we're...
That should have been fired before this season. Come on.
But the thing is,
he should have kept his job.
No, I 100% agree with you, but the only reason why he did was because they were so dreadful. They wore the Browns before he got there, and he turned them into like a mediocre semi-annual fucking playoff team. So they're like, we'll take that over whatever we had before. Like, you know, even though he hasn't won a playoff game in like the 15 years he's been the coach there.
All right, Cats, give me, what do you think? Chubb's stat line today.
It's hard to tell like the stat line, but I would say 18 carries for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns. I think that maybe adds a catch out of the backfield. I'm not sure about that aspect, but I think they try to get him between 15 and 20 carries, and I like their matchup this week.
Yeah, I don't hate that stat line. I'm gonna go 16 carries, 107 yards, and a touchdown.
Oh, so you're bigger on the yards. All right.
Yeah, I think he'll break one.
I think that especially like at coming into like this game and like the trading of Hyde, like I figure that like the defensive coordinator is gonna be like, okay, they're planning on featuring this guy this game. Like, you know, like they didn't make that move without, you know, wanting to get this guy the ball.
It's a prime matchup against Tampa Bay, and we'll get into that later. But yeah, it's a great spot out of the gate.
That again, that's my thing with it's because it's against Tampa Bay. I think that Mayfield's gonna have a good day. I think he's gonna have over 300 yards, maybe in a touch or two. I think it's just gonna be a good day for the Browns. I think they beat Tampa Bay. Well, we'll get
they
to
should.
That.
Yeah.
But
should be a good fantasy day for
now,
sure.
Now on the opposite side, the Hyde debacle in Jacksonville. Now you have like a situation where, okay, Jacksonville just traded for Carlos Hyde, who's like a solid player. You know, I don't think he's anything spectacular, but what does this mean for Fournette? I don't think you're going to see him for a couple of weeks. Maybe they might even put him in IR at some point.
The breaking news I saw this morning was that he is not expected back until week 10, but they are not going to put him on IR. But I mean, for a team, you got to think they're basically, if you're the Jaguars, why would you not, if you can survive with Hyde, just put him in bubble wrap till the playoffs. Especially hamstrings, the easiest injury to recur, as you saw already when they already fucked it up and brought it back too early. Like, just shut him down.
If you have a hamstring injury in the NFL, man, why bring the guy back? Just let him do whatever. If it's 6 weeks, then he's just done for 6 weeks. If you bring him back in 3, they just almost always get re-injured, or they're not nearly at 100%.
Yeah, I agree. You got to be super careful with these.
They only gave up a 5th-round pick, which isn't, you know, much. But if you're the Browns, I get the fact that you had to clear the way for Chubb, but I don't know if you're just Hugh Jackson. Like, you get a 5th-round pick, who really gives a shit?
I was surprised they actually were able to get – dude, they got a 5th-round pick for Carlos Hyde, and they got – and the team has taken on all the money, and they got back, what, a 6th for Gordon, or is it a 5th also?
No, it was also a 5th. So they're silly in the 5th round. They own the 5th round.
I mean, if you think about the fact they were only able to get a 5th back for Josh Gordon on a rookie contract, I was surprised they were able to get a 5th back for Hyde.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Like, let's go back to time at the beginning of the season. I would just much rather have Josh Gordon and Carlos Hyde as maybe my backup. I would just started Chubb than to have the 2 5th round
they
picks.
Paid Hyde too much money. They weren't going to pay Hyde. They weren't going to pay Hyde to be backup.
Yeah, but that's not like a long-term contract, and they don't have many veterans on the team that they have to go repay. All their guys are like in their rookie contracts, and there's no.
Well, they also signed Hyde before the draft. They didn't know they were going to draft Chubb.
No, 100%. I 100% agree with that. But the thing is, it's like with Carlos Hyde, he only had a 2-year contract, right? So what the fuck? How much money are you really saving? And like,
I think it's 3 years technically, but I think they have an out after this year.
Yeah, so I would just have taken the out. I would rather have had the running back depth this year, and because you're still in contention to win that division, you still could make a wild card. I'd rather have the depth where if something happens to Chubb, or maybe he tweaks a hamstring, or he like hurts himself in some way, you do have Carlos Hyde there to give you a legit running back to give you carries. Because who is beyond Chubb now? Who's their backup?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
You're going to get some more stat guy like in the Niners, bro. Like, they're fucking 4th-string running back. I mean, though he didn't play bad, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
He was pretty good.
He didn't play bad, but, like, I just rather have, like, the loss of the talent there, I just would have rather have kept it other than the 5th-round pick. Like, what are you really getting in a 5th-round pick? Like, you know, like, whatever. Same thing with Gordon. Now that's funny because now they really need that second wideout. Like they have Callaway as their big play dude who keeps dropping balls. He's almost useless. And they have Landry, who's their all-around guy. But they don't have another really good receiver out there.
Yeah, and with Higgins hurt, it's not great. They're thin.
Yeah, they're definitely thin. And watch the Patriots now. Like now that Gronk's hurt, I bet you Josh Gordon's going to have like a this. If there's any game for him to break out, it'd be this game. I feel.
I agree.
And I feel watch now he's in at New England. He won't ever have another problem again. They'll just fix him until one day they trade him. Then he's out of the league.
we've seen it before.
Yeah. All right, Miller. So you have the schedule of games this week. We're going to do our picks and our analyzation of these games.
All right, let's jump into it. First game was the game this morning. London game, Tennessee Chargers. Cats, you took who in this game? I forgot already.
I took the Titans.
You and Watts both took the Titans. The Chargers are -7. I took the Chargers because I'm a Chargers believer for whatever stupid reason.
They got no Gordon today, right?
They what?
They got no Gordon today, right?
No Gordon.
So it's all Eckler, or is it that they have another backup that's going to take that?
I don't know. My guess is it's a lot of Eckler.
Because he's not like a three-down back.
I don't know. London games. The only thing worse than a London game is a London game involving the Titans. the only good news is this game is on at fucking 9:30 in the morning or 6:30 in the morning Scott time, so no one has to actually watch it.
I actually had no idea it was even being played. So when you hit me up with that, I was like, look, I'm completely blind in it. So if it's already started, I don't know the score or any of the points or anything.
Yeah, it's the time zone is working in our favor. We don't have to pay attention. All right, let's get on to the games we actually might care about. Good game, Patriots at Chicago. Chicago is home dogs, 2.5-point favorites at home, visiting New England Patriots. Cat's already dropped his coin.
It's not looking good for the coin already. It's dropping. Bits. I'm taking a Pats. A Pats away, man. You know what? This is one of those games where, Gronk's out. The Patriots are playing away in Chicago. Chicago's been fucking killing it. Actually, no, they lost last week from a dumb kick. But Chicago has been playing well.
Who did they lose to last week? They lost to a shitty team.
They lost to the Dolphins. Miami? Statistically, they're a shitty team, but record-wise, they're a good team at 4-2. I agree with you. There's no team that I'm believing in with Brock Osweiler as my or who's the other guy? Tannehill as your quarterback, and then I think they also didn't. One of their big defensive guys got hurt too. Not Wake. It was maybe it was Wake, or is it the D-back?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, who even cares? Like, that team is rough to root for, but that's not the point. The Bears have been playing pretty good. I don't know. I like the Patriots. It's hard to bet against the Patriots, man. Like, every time you...
Yeah, 3 points. The Patriots can certainly cover 3 on the road. I think they're a better team. They look like their offense is rounding into form. Josh Gordon and Edelman have been increasing roles the last few weeks. Edelman looks like he hasn't missed a step. He's slided right in there. No Gronk will hurt, but look, they just beat the Chiefs last weekend without basically anything from Gronk until the last 2 minutes of that game.
Except for the first game of the season, Gronk really hasn't done anything this year.
He hasn't done much. He's been banged up, and they really haven't used him a lot. I don't know if it's because he's getting too much of the focus from the defense, and so they're shying away from him. But the Patriots with Michelle and White and Edelman, Hogan and Josh Gordon, they can beat up this Bears team.
The Patriots, realistically, this year have been White and Michelle. Those have been the two players that have been really playing good. Hogan, Dorsett, Gronk, Gordon, and Edelman. None of them have really been that great all year.
It's not the Patriots thing though. It's not one guy. It's the fact that there's all those guys. Because you think about that for a while, and then you forget about Hogan, and he hits Hogan for a 46-yard touchdown. Or then you forget about Dorsett, and Dorsett's open for a 50-yard touchdown. Just lull you to death with this. There's so many options.
Well, I agree with that, but not so much Hogan this year. I think he has under 10 catches on the season.
He probably has 4 touchdowns. Every catch the guy gets is a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's just the play calling is...
He's like a white Seth Roberts at this point, bro. He's just whack. I feel bad for Watts, man. He traded for all these guys that just turned into lemons on him, man. Like he traded for Hogan, for Hyde, and I just he
Hogan trade has not worked out. Hyde trade, I mean, you give up 2 seconds for a running back, and he's RB 15, I think, through week 7.
Oh, it has it's worked.
About as good as it's gonna get.
That has worked out, but now this trade, man, it's like okay, he's not gonna play this week. Like what he just got right. The playbook yesterday. So next week.
But you knew if you trade for Hyde, you knew there's a risk. Maybe not he gets traded, but you know there's a risk that Chubb takes the job at some point during the season.
I agree with you in the sense where he was going to maybe lose, not straight out takes the job because like that's
eating to his work. At
yeah,
least.
Eating to his work, but yeah. Like to get traded and to be kind of useless for probably 2 weeks, you know, and then like. Then there's a bye. Like he.
I think it'll be useless for 1 week. I don't think it'll be useless for two. Because Jacksonville wouldn't have traded for him if he wasn't useless for two. What the hell's the point?
No, I agree with you. But like next week, do you think he's a bell cow or he gets like you know 50-50 work with Yeldon?
I think that Yeldon will get the pass catching work and Hyde will get the first and second down work.
You think 1 week of practice and he's just ready to go there as being yeah. The full time?
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Hey, maybe. I don't think,
the running back job is not extremely difficult in terms of learning playbooks and things like that.
Hey, who knows, man? But, like, he had a three-down job, and, like, he was looking good. He was looking like he was going to be, like, a low-end RB1, maybe high-end RB2 this year, and then he gets traded. Because, well, here's the thing. He was playing good over there in Cleveland, so there was no reason for him to lose his job other than the fact that,
right.
That I think Chubb was going to be work into it, maybe get, like, 10 carries, maybe eat into it a little bit.
But it actually dicks Watts. So Watts over even more because he just traded for Yeldon. So it actually fucked him twice.
That was a double screw job. Oh, my God. So, yeah. He's having a rough season. He's 2-4. It reflects in the power rankings. It does. He's not that good this week.
Well, that's what we call a tease in the business.
yeah, man. So I gotta go Patriots here, man. You gotta go Patriots.
Yeah, I agree with you. Again, I said this the week before, but anytime I get the Patriots under 3 points, I think you gotta take them.
Well, ever since that was the debacle 3 years ago with the Bengals, we were like. The Bengals are getting 3 points on the Patriots, and then the Patriots put up 50 points on them or some shit like that.
You know what? I got humbled, and I've been 100% ride or die Patriots.
It's you know what, and it's you've had to make money if you just bet the Patriots every week.
Yeah, I mean they are consistently they always are almost always covering. Mm-hmm. Next game I'm most excited looking forward to Cleveland at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is 3.5 point. Favorites at home. I am obviously taking Cleveland with the points. I would have taken Cleveland -3 here, but I'll definitely take Cleveland with the points. I think they absolutely roll in this game. Huge fantasy day.
Me and the coin agree. The Cleveland Browns coming into Tampa Bay. I think it's an easy matchup. Hopefully this is a high scoring game, you know, like a lot of, actually, no, I don't think I have too many people in this game. Hopefully this is a low scoring game, you know, and yeah, man, I think it's going to be a good one though. Maybe you get a couple, I think the big thing here is seeing how Chubb does. Like I would like to see how they use him, how much.
This could be a breakout Mayfield game as well.
On paper, this should be his best game to date. Like he should have 300 plus yards, some touchdown, maybe a trio of touchdowns, and he should roll today. Oh, now on the opposite side of that, who the hell is their quarterback? The guy who fucking grew up the Uber driver. Yeah, Winston. He's been kind of playing pretty shitty. Like, do you think he continues his streak of shittiness here? Like, he'll throw for like.
Did he have a good game last week? I could be wrong.
He had a good fantasy
game last week.
He had a good fantasy game, like, but like he threw like 3 picks or something like that. He's basically like Fitzpatrick light, you know.
Yikes!
You know what I'm saying? Because Fitzpatrick was killing the world. Like he was putting up like you know four touchdowns.
Who did the coin take? I missed it.
My what?
Who did the coin take for you?
Oh, I got the Browns as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this game could be a shootout for sure. The Browns' defense has been pretty good, though, so I don't know. This Tampa Bay, I think, has looked pretty awful all year.
Their defense is trash. Their offense is either, one of the best offenses in the league or they can't move the football. So, like, depends who wants to come to play today, you know? I like the Cleveland defense, though. I like they got a good pass rush. They got that Ward guy is really good at corner.
That Ward, yeah. Jabril Peppers, yeah. This is personally the game I'm probably looking forward to the most today.
Oh yeah, well you got that Baker Chubb all day everywhere.
I'm starting Callaway in a bunch of leagues. I'm starting Mayfield in a bunch of leagues. I got a lot of Cleveland exposure.
Did you play? Are you playing Mayfield this week in my league?
Oh yeah, I'm not starting Mariota. That guy is outside of the 1 week I didn't start him. He's unstartable.
I want to say that almost every one of those middle rounds of that startup draft was just a bust. Like I looked at all the people around me. Like I drafted Drake. I traded up to draft Drake. He was a bust. But then I looked at the other people around there too, and they were just like everyone I could have possibly picked there was a bust.
It's funny to think about how like that draft wasn't that long ago, and like how different that draft would look today. Like,
oh, like literally today, like Chubb would have been like a top three round pick. Like he would have been in the top three rounds.
Yeah, Drake would go in like the 70s.
Drake would have been. Like, I think he would have gone beyond 100.
Yeah, Fitz would barely get drafted. Like it would be interesting.
Yeah, Mariota would have gone way lower too. all the Titans would have been like non-draft.
All the Titans. Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis, Corey Davis, all of them. All right, next game. The aforementioned Miami Dolphins are hosting the Detroit Lions. The Dolphins are home dogs, getting 3 points.
Yo, I'm going the Dolphins, man. They just pull it out, I guess. You know, they have a lot of dynamic players who consistently blow. But they, one play, man, they get in like, they have to lead the league in like 60 plus yard touchdowns.
Yeah, like, man. Albert Wilson show.
Yeah, but what they got, the Jakeem Grant, they had the fucking Grant, that 1 week. Then they had the special teams got touchdowns that they were going nuts a couple weeks ago. Like, it just seems that like they can't sustain a drive and score a touchdown, but they can get a big play out of nowhere. So, yeah, I'm going with Miami.
All right, Watts is taking Miami also. I'm going to go on the opposite side of you guys, and I'm going to take Detroit. I'm not picking a team with Brock Osweiler, quarterback, and only getting 3 points. That's not nearly enough points for me. I know he looked sort of competent last week, but I think Brocktober comes to an early end here, and the Brockpocalypse is upon us. I could see a 3 or 4 turnover game from him.
I guess I'm the coin. Me took the Miami Dolphins, so I'm ride or die Miami today.
All righty, next game, Carolina visiting Philadelphia. Philly's -5.
We are going Carolina over here, man. Carolina looked pretty shitty so far, but you know what? They pull one out, man. Graham Gano kicked 60-yard field goals, so that's always a big plus. Wentz, it's rough because that might be last week when they destroyed the Giants. That might just be a Giants thing. They destroyed us, and they're not really looking that good.
I don't know. I'm a little surprised to see 5 points here. The Eagles have been pretty shitty all year, except for that last week when they beat the shit out of someone on Thursday night. I don't know who they played.
Saquon Barkley's, the New York Saquon Barkley's.
They beat some shitty team. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to go Carolina here as well. 5 points, it seems like a lot. I know Carolina's on the road, but I think they can handle Philly. We will see. All right, next game. Ooh. Andrew Luck at home with the visiting Derek Anderson. Not Nathan Peterman's, not Josh Allen's. Derek Anderson, who I believe has not started a game since 2012. I'm making that up, but I don't know what the real number is, but it's probably something not far off from that.
It's several years for sure.
I didn't even know the guy was in the league until I found out he was starting this week.
I 100% agree with you. When they said Derek Anderson,
the Buffalo Bills.
When they said Derek Anderson, I was like, he still plays football. He was like a pro bowler for the Browns out of nowhere like a decade ago.
Yeah, him and Braylon Edwards. Yeah, that guy's been out of the league for 5 years.
More than that. He was like pretty much out of the league right when he was a Jet. Like when the Jets were good with Sanchez. That had to be what, like 8 years ago with Thomas Jones? Like that was a long, long time ago. How do you not just straight up cut Nathan Peterman? Like,
I mean, I think there's a chance. It's actually crazy, but I think there's a chance he could statistically be the worst quarterback in the history of the NFL.
I couldn't. you could throw out LeSean McCoy out there and it wouldn't be that drastic of a difference of like how they respected the quarterback, you know? Like they might respect him a little bit more because you would be like, okay, we got to spy him at least. He might take off.
The guy's not, he's not lacking in confidence, man. I love that story from the game last week where they were down 13-10 and he goes to tells his coach, he's like, don't worry, coach, I got this. Goes out, throws a pick six to end the game.
So, yeah, man, now we can all go home. Thanks. You're welcome, everybody. Game's over. If you're him, you're just like, I would have came back and I would have been like, I threw a touchdown. I told you I was going to throw a touchdown. Oh,
I mean, I'm taking the Colts here. I can't possibly. It's 7.5 points. I don't care. I got to take the Colts. I think you could get a defensive touchdown.
This might be the only week in the Colts season where you don't see Andrew Luck throw for under 50 times a game.
Like, they might not need him.
Yeah, it's like he's in the fourth quarter, and it's just like, we're not playing catch-up. I could just hand the ball off to one of my shitty running backs. All right, cool. By the way, that running back corp, the shittiest in the NFL? Mack Wilkins and Nyheim Hines?
It's certainly up there. I'd have to think about it. It might be worse.
Because I remember I was kind of high on Wilkins, and then like he just was awful. Mack
Wilkins, yeah, he's not good.
Kuhn claimed him for my roster, and like, I don't know why you'd ever claim anyone for my roster, because I want to say there's a couple guys I brought up. I almost always just let you have the player, and I'll take the pick, because like, but I'm actually glad I got that pick, because I think Jordan Wilkins might be out of the league by the end of the year, bro. That guy sucks.
Kuhn is responsible for the two worst Texas claims I've seen. He also claimed Wayne Gallman for a second from Woods last year.
Oh, God. He actually, you know what's funny? A couple years ago, I claimed Carson Wentz off of him, and he let me have him for a second.
Kuhn's Texas squad management really leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah. And then this offseason, too, he tried to, like, trade me for Wentz, and I was like, look, man, he's a quarterback, so it's like his trade value is not high, but, like, he's also a startable guy. Like, you know, like he's a top 12 guy, so, like, I don't really want to trade him, so I'm just not trading him.
Pretty good. Next game, we got Watson taking Carolina here as well, by the way. Sorry, wrong game. Cass, you never gave me your pick. Colts.
I took
Bengals.
Colts. It was a Colts.
You took Indy?
Yeah, it came up heads, baby. Home team.
All right, Watts. I meant to say Watts is taking he is taking Buffalo. He's a Derek Anderson truther.
Are they playing in the Ralph?
They are not playing at the Ralph.
So what's the reasoning? I got text him. I was like, why did you take
He said his reasoning was Derek Anderson has a lot of swag.
The fuck does that mean?
So there was a video that from Derek Anderson's press conference when he was getting his ass kicked in some game. He was quarterbacking, and like they caught him like laughing and joking with one of his offensive linemen on the sidelines. And the reporter after the game decided to be a big fucking hardo. And he's like, oh, you want to tell us what was so funny while you were losing the game that you thought it was okay to like laugh and joke about on the sidelines while your team was getting beaten? And he was like, you don't think I fucking care about this? You know, I fucking put my life and soul in this. I put my work, my ass off in this game. It's not a fucking joke to me. And he's like, the reporter was like, can you just share with us what was so funny? Like, just being an absolute fucking douche. And he was like, fuck this. And he walked off.
It's like, all right, we're losing the game, but like, you got to keep spirits up, you know? Like, you got
to. You're not allowed to smile at all or laugh. Like, it's the end of the world. Like, it's a meaningless game, I'm sure.
Any game that Derek Anderson is starting is pretty meaningless.
All right. So Watts is going to have to give us his reasoning for that. Or he's going to look like a genius if Derek Anderson comes out and rips it up.
No, it's one of those things where it's still a bad play, but you just happen to be right.
I thought it should have been 10-plus points. Well, here's an interesting question for you. 7.5-point spread. What do you think the spread would have been with Peterman at QB?
14.
That's my point. You think a guy who hasn't played quarterback in 7 years is really better than a guy who sucks at quarterback currently? Like,
yeah, because look, a guy who came off the fucking street, got the playbook this week, is starting over a guy who's been there for 2 years.
Yeah.
All right. I'm the shock they just didn't straight up trade him. Like, it's like, we can't throw you out there. There is no worse scenario than throwing you out there.
They can't trade him. They have to cut him. No one from the league would trade him.
Did I say trade? I meant, like, just cut him. Like, just absolutely. Because what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that, no, you don't have another quarterback beyond Peterman. The worst case scenario is you bring Nathan Peterman out there. It's like.
I think it's going to be amazing if Aaron Anderson is really bad today because then they'll have to bench him and go back to Peterman.
if I'm McDermott, I don't give a fuck what this guy does. I am not throwing Nathan Peterman out there because I'll get fired if I throw him out there again.
You know what? I lied. The Tampa Bay Cleveland game, I might be most looking forward to this game. The Derek Anderson experience will be very interesting.
And his talent level on that team ain't doing him any favors. Like, all his receivers are covered. Like, you have to be throwing him in there tight.
It's gross. The whole team is disgusting.
More crazy? They actually traded away. They don't have like a deep draft next year because they traded away a lot of picks to get Josh Allen, right?
Yes. So like, yeah, they're consistently terrible at the draft process. They traded away a future first to move up four spots to draft Sammy Watkins instead of just taking Mike Evans or Odell Beckham. They're just – everything they do is wrong. They traded up to take the worst quarterback in the draft this year instead of taking Josh Rosen.
You see, I don't get that. The fact that, let's say you don't get Josh Allen. That was your guy you wanted, right? But it wasn't like after Josh Allen, there is no one else. You still had Rosen, and you still – worst case scenario, you had the guy that Baltimore drafted.
Right. Lamar Jackson, yeah.
So it's like, there's still two legit options at quarterback in the draft. So like, to trade up to get the third best guy, if I'm going to trade up, I'm trading up to get Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold.
Darnold, right. I agree with you.
Like, I'll sit pretty at 11 or 12, wherever they're at, and get Josh Rosen or get the black guy, Lamar Jack. And then, you know what? If they don't draft him there, Josh Allen probably falls to them at 10 or 11. Or 11 or 12, wherever they are.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. All right, I can't talk about the shitty team anymore. Bengals at the Kansas City Chiefs. Sunday night game for a team that never gets any primetime games and never gets any love or attention and the national media hates and they wah, wah, wah. They've had like every primetime game possible this year. Kansas City is at home and they are getting 7 points.
Me and the coin going Kansas City. They're going to light up the Bengals. Bengals... they're good this year. They are good, but I think that this is the first time I've seen the new and improved Kansas City. Hopefully this isn't the first week that what's-his-face forgets to call plays. The coach, the Walrus.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, usually midway through the season, he just, like, loses his playbook. He's just like, I'll call shitty plays.
Man, the Chiefs have been good. Watts is going to take the Bengals. I'm going to take KC in the 7 points. I think the Bengals are overrated on their record and not as good a team as they've shown to be. I think they could lose this one by two touchdowns.
Definitely. Bengals offense is good. Like, the thing is, they're good at defense, they're good at offense, but they're not like overpowering in either one of them. So like, if they get down, I think they're just gonna be screwed a little bit. Like, and that's Kansas City team.
Yeah, I don't think they could keep up if this game goes into a shootout. They're not built for that.
No.
Next game, Vikings.
I'm sorry, wait, before that, Tyler Boyd, is he finally a legit two for that team?
You know, I've been saying no for like 5 weeks now, but I might have to start to say yeah. I mean, the guy looks really good.
Like, eventually when AJ Green goes to pasture, because he's like 31 or 32, like that could be the guy there after that. You know,
I think AJ Green is 30 before you keep adding.
No, he's a year older than Julio.
He's 30.
Oh, then Julio's 29?
I don't know.
I thought Julio was 30, so I just know he's a year older than Julio.
Julio's age, he might be 29. I got agent in here, if you want to know who his agent is. Julio's 29.
All right, yeah. Looking at that Stephen trade in my league, would you rather have Tyler Boyd? Now he's like a legit fantasy starter, I think you could pencil him in every week pretty much going forward until something else happens, at first, a second, and a third? Or would you rather have the shell of Doug Baldwin and two firsts, and I think he gave him 2 seconds or some shit? I don't know.
Are you saying would Stefan have been better off taking Cheese's not offer? You're combining two trades. You realize that?
No. What I'm trying to say is what was the better for the deal for Antonio Brown or Steven or Diggs?
Or Diggs.
Because like Stefan now has all of what Donk got, it was more or less like picks, and then like the players he got were old and hurt. Like, you know, I think that they played their best football.
I'd rather have Donk's return, two firsts, and Doug Baldwin to me is much better than Tyler Boyd, a first, a second, and a third. But with that caveat, if Tyler Boyd truly does break out, then yeah, it could end up being an okay trade for Stephen.
Because
but the problem is that's built into the price at this point. There's no upside.
Because here, look, the two firsts that he gave him, I'm assuming, was Cheese's first, which is going to be a low first because it looks like Cheese is going to make the playoffs, and my first, which looks like right now to be a low first because it looks like I'm going to make the playoffs. So with that, would you rather have Doug Baldwin?
Kuhn's first is also going to be a low first, though.
No, but he didn't trade him Kuhn's first, though, I don't think, did he? I thought Kuhn had multiple firsts as well.
I don't know. I could be wrong.
Kuhn had a boatload of picks. Kuhn had
he had a lot of seconds. I don't know if he had multiple firsts. He had my first. Did he trade him my first? It's also going to be late first. here, I'll tell you in a second. Kuhn traded him. Yeah, his first.
All right, so that's also going to be a playoff first looking like right now.
Yeah, that's not great.
So, all right. The thing is how, I guess, if Tyler Boyd's a legit player going forward, then I think I like the Stephens part better than the Baldwin who's seen his best days in the NFL and then two low firsts. Like, I know this coming draft is not nearly as loaded as this last year's or even the year before's, but who knows? Like, you could just get lucky and just guys come out who are okay that end up blowing up like a Kamara at a Hunt. You know, like, who knows?
Yeah.
So,
got to be in it to win it.
Yep. And Donk historically blows at drafting. Just no good.
Yeah, I can't really say anything to dispel that notion. All right, next game. Mm-hmm. Minnesota visiting the New York Jets. Kirk Cousins versus the other Kirk Cousins potential team. Jets made a big offer for him, ended up with Sam Darnold. I'm sure they're not unhappy with the way that worked out. The Vikings are also happy with the way it worked out. The Jets are getting 4 points at home. So, New York Jets +4 at home. Who do you got, Coin?
I got me and the Coin going New York Jets. You know what? Darnold might just do enough to get them to be in this game. The Jets, you know what? They've just been playing pretty well. Like, Darnold's been pretty good.
Defense has been very good. Special teams has been good.
Defense is good. Their run game. When it's on, it's the best run game in the league. I think Correll has two games of 200 plus yards or some shit like that. I'll take the Jets and the points. Vikings, you know, last time we thought they had a layup, they got beat by 27 by the Bills. So I mean, who knows? Oh yeah, that's right. This is Cousins' revenge game, like you said.
Cousins' revenge game versus the team he spurned.
Would you rather have Kirk Cousins at 100 and whatever million he got, or Sam Darnold on his rookie deal?
It depends on the team. If I'm the Vikings, I'd rather have Cousins. If I'm the Jets, I'd rather have Darnold. Because the Vikings are a playoff contending team right now. I'd rather have Cousins.
Yeah, you could totally see how he changed that team to be a much better offense.
Yeah, and you could see how shitty Case Keenum is in Denver. So, like, clearly, Cousins is an upgrade there. And you see how shitty Alex Smith is with the Redskins. So, like, I think the fact of the matter is Cousins is a good quarterback. Not a great quarterback, but he's good enough. I couldn't have a playoff ready team there and risk the hopes on a rookie quarterback.
No.
But the Jets are rebuilding, so if I'm the Jets, I'm thrilled with how it worked out.
Yeah. Now, if you give Darnold to the Giants like you had wanted to,
yeah,
he's getting killed out there this year. Like, do you think that it benefits? It would be, like, I know that the forget the draft capital and all this stuff, and it's not worth taking a running back there, but. Would our team be better if Sam Darnold was under center instead of Eli this year?
All right. Can you hold that 1 second?
Me or?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, 1 second. All right, we're back.
We're in the middle. We're in the middle of what? Minnesota Jets.
Yeah. Basically, right. We were like coming to an end with that. So I took the Jets. You took what? Minnesota.
Me and Watts are taking Minnesota. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Put us back in. All right, we back?
Yeah, we back.
All right, wrap that up. I can't remember what I was in the middle of saying, but me and Watts are going to take Minnesota. Jets have played well. Minnesota's played pretty well. I don't know. 4 points not enough for me to
Watts
take
is
the
always
Jets.
Feeling the feeling, though. That's his thing.
I mean, it's hard to not be feeling. The guy is maybe the best receiver in the NFL right now.
He's been absolutely killing it the first 6 weeks.
All right, next game. Houston at Jacksonville. Jacksonville 3.5-point favorites. I am going to take Jacksonville and lay those points.
I'm taking Jacksonville and the coin's taking Jacksonville because the coin knows that I don't think Houston has covered a spread all year, man. They've been terrible with that, man. Like even last week against Buffalo, they were like on the brink of losing that game at one point.
Houston's just like a perennially disappointing team. Jacksonville's not been great this year either.
But Jacksonville got waxed last week. I think that defense comes out mean this week.
The thing with Jacksonville, this is a strength for a strength. Jacksonville's defense is defending the pass. The way you beat them is running the game, running backs, tight ends. That's not Houston's game. They're all wide receivers. So I don't know. It's not a great matchup for me for Houston on paper.
At what point I think Deonta Foreman, he comes back, right? At what point do you
Are you asking if he comes back? Or
yeah. At what point does he come back? Because Lamar Miller has got to be sat down. That guy is useless. He's absolutely useless.
I wouldn't get too excited about Deonta Foreman. My understanding is when he gets activated, he will require 1 to 2 weeks of practice to get into game shape, and then could require another up to 3 to 4 weeks to get like game ready. So I would drop him in any redraft league I had him in. Like I don't have much expectations for him.
So basically he'll be ready for week one of the playoffs, and you definitely don't want to start that guy in a playoff match first week.
I think this is more of a lost season for him. And look, it's a question mark whether he can come back at all. Achilles injuries are – I don't think there's a lot of success stories in the NFL of running backs coming back from Achilles injuries.
At what point does Lamar Miller, like, just lose snaps? The guy, he's like
– He is already. He already is. Alfred Blue plays a lot.
Alpha Boo kind of blows, but like he's a better. He is somehow better than Lamar Miller. Like,
it's bad. They both are terrible. I don't know what the deal is.
Lamar Miller. I want to say Alfred Blue is mediocre, and Lamar Miller is sub mediocre. Like they're just both whack. In the draft at some point next year, I would draft two, like a third round running back and maybe a fourth round running back, and just see what we got. Like, because I would cut Lamar Miller. He's terrible.
I think they thought they had something with Foreman.
They did. No, he had that one game. He broke out, and then he did that Saquon Barkley touchdown where he like hopped into the end zone, and he blew out his stupid Achilles.
I didn't realize that's how he hurt himself.
Yeah, he hurt himself on a long touchdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I liked his college tape a little bit. So.
Well,
I was interested to see what he could do. I don't know. The Achilles injury is a game changer, man.
Yeah, it's hard to come back from that. They say Boogie Cousins might be done, too, from that.
Who is?
Boogie Cousins.
Oh, true. Because
that's why no one wanted to give him a contract. So he's like, you know what? I might as well just get a ring, go to the fucking Golden State.
If I'm going to sit on the bench somewhere, I might as well sit on the bench and get a ring for it.
Yeah, best case was a worst case scenario. He doesn't do much and they win the championship. Best case scenario, he comes back to 75% of what Boogie is. And they absolutely dominate the league.
All right. Enough NBA talk. The Knicks suck again.
Of course. Duh.
All right. Next, New Orleans Saints at Baltimore. It should be a good game. Baltimore is 2.5-point favorites at home. I'm going to take the Saints in this game. Baltimore's look good. This should be a close game, I think. I don't know. Should be a good one.
Me and the coin are taking the Saints, and a hot take here. Drew Brees breaks the touchdown record.
How many does he need?
I think just one. I think one to tie, two to break it. And it's a hot take. You know, for him to throw two touchdowns in a game. You know, I think he does it this week, and they'll suck his dick for an entire 30 minutes on. on last Monday night, it felt like the Washington Reds, or 2 Monday nights ago, I should say, because they had a bye week, felt like the Washington Redskins wanted to see that record broke on them. They did everything in their fucking powers to have this guy light them up.
It is pretty funny to me that they got a penalty, though.
Oh, for
they actually, the celebration, the ref threw a flag. They got a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff for the celebration.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they were all jumping around Drew Brees, and the ref, like, after it went on for, like, another 30 minutes, the ref walks over and just throws a flag.
So I don't get that. You're allowed to team celebrate now, but it's at the ref's discretion whether they throw a penalty at you?
I have no idea what the rules are there. I thought it was insane that they had this entire, like, fucking 20-minute intermission in the middle of a game.
Yeah, but primetime.
I don't know what the rules are there.
It's especially like a primetime game Monday. It's the only thing going on. You're just sitting there watching this shit. Like if it's at 1 o'clock, who cares? Like you're watching Red Zone. It just pants to the next thing. But like yeah. Monday Night Football, you're like, I'm not trying to go to bed at like 1 o'clock in the morning here. I got fantasy matchups I got to see out here. And I wish there was no Monday Night Football. I wish there was just everything. If Sunday Night Football ended it, and then that was it.
I'd be fine without Sunday Night Football too as well. But I'm on an island in that. I also want to get rid of Thursday Night Football. So.
I would get rid of Thursday Night Football as well. I would just have it all one day, and I do want to keep my Sunday Night Football. I got nothing to do at Sunday night.
Until Game of Thrones comes back.
For 6 weeks in next spring, I got something to do.
Next game, NFC East battle. This one's a pick'em. Dallas at Washington.
We're going Washington here, and these two historically have boring matchups, so I hope they don't pan to it. You're not starting anybody in these games. If you are, it's a desperation AP start or like a Zeke. You start the Zeke is the one for sure guy you're starting. If gun to your head, pick a second guy you got to start from this game.
I guess Adrian Peterson or Jordan Reed, I guess.
But it's not a confident start.
Well, I'm starting Reed where I have him because there's no way I'd have another tight end that's also good. But I wouldn't be happy about starting anyone in this game except Zeke.
Yeah, poor Zeke. He's going to waste a year or two with this team, man. Like, I don't. You have to fire Sean McVay. Not Sean McVay. What the hell is that guy's name? The coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Jason Garrett.
He's been the coach since they fired Wade Phillips, bro, which was like forever ago.
They love Jason Garrett.
For what? He's never done anything.
Jerry Jones loves him, man. He's not going anywhere.
That's his most. He's never won anything. He's never done anything. The team is looked worse than it ever has, and he just keeps his job. So I don't know. Fuck that team. I'm going home though. I'm going Redskins.
Redskins. All right. Watts is taking the Redskins too. We're all on board with the Redskins. Next game, another division battle. San Fran is home. They are getting 9.5 points at home versus the visiting Los Angeles Rams. Can CJ Beathard keep the magic going?
Me and the coin are going the Niners. I don't see. I mean, this is hard coin. I don't really see how the fucking Niners beat that spread. Matt Breida is, I want to say, the guy with he's got the most guts in the NFL, where he's been carted off the field no less than 3 times yet, has not missed one game. And, like, that rest of that offense looks kind of – Beathard looks better this year than he did last year. And Goodwin had a good game this last week, but the Rams are – you're going to be playing down by 14 pretty much midway through the first, I feel like. They're punching in their first two easy.
Yeah, they played a close game with Seattle, which surprised me, but – I don't think San Fran can stop them on defense. And I don't think San Fran can score too many points against them on the other side. 9.5 is a lot of points, especially for a visiting team, but I'm going to have to go with the Rams here.
The thing is with Seattle, though, it's just that no matter what happens, they're just a hard team to beat. Like, no matter how garbage their roster is, the Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks, they just are hard to beat. I don't know why. But, yeah, I'm gonna keep with my coin. But that's a hard one to swallow right there. I think the Rams kicked the shit out of this team.
All right, last game of the week, Monday night. Atlanta at home visiting New York Giants. Atlanta is 3.5-point favorites.
Me and the coin, I think the coin's got a boner for the Giants. Me and the coin going Giants. I don't think I've not picked the Giants once this year, but
that's accurate.
I think this is going to be an awesome game to watch. I think there's going to be a lot of big plays. The two defenses are whack. There's a lot of good skill position guys here. You got OBJ, Barkley, Julio. You got Ridley's playing, it looks like. There's a lot of juicy fantasy here going on. I got like about 4 or 5 guys playing in this game.
Yeah, this should be a pretty good game. I was surprised, though. The 3.5 points surprised me. I thought it would be like 5 or 6. If you think the Falcons get 3 points for being home, that means there's only a 0.5 point difference between the Falcons and the Giants. I know the Falcons are banged up, but the one thing we know the Falcons can do is score points. So I don't know. Two teams with big flaws. The Giants on offense, the Falcons on defense. Should be an entertaining game at the very least. A lot of fantasy implications. I'm going to go with Watts and take the Falcons -3.5.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here. All year long, the Falcons have had so much trouble with pass-catching running backs. I'm calling Saquon Barkley my lock of the week, man. I'm talking he's going to have the number one fantasy player this week, I think.
Yeah, I mean, 100% agree with you. He could have a repeat of last week.
Yeah, was he number one last week as well? Or did Todd Gurley score like 4 touchdowns last week or some shit?
I don't know. It depends on the scoring probably. But he had like 200 yards, I think, Barkley, right?
He had 150 rushing yards or some shit. And then he had like 99 receiving yards with like 8 receptions. And I think he had one big touchdown for sure. I think he only had the one. He might have had 2 touchdowns. But he had 37 points in full PPR.
All right, move on to some fantasy.
All right, so we'll start with your league, Miller, the League of Extraordinary Fantasy Gentlemen. We'll just quickly break down the last week's wins and losses. So last week, I'm in my league. 1 second. scores, week 6. So last week, I lost big to Cheese. Cheese team's, you know, powerhousing through. He had a bunch of big games last week from Melvin Gordon and James Winston. I got knocked down to 4-2. Then you beat the heck out of James. James put up a good number, 121, but wasn't good enough to beat 154. You had the battle for last place here with Shane Falco, Woods versus Donk, the 99 beat 94. fucking poor Steve, who has threatened to quit the league. Has lost to Kuhn in a 96-94 matchup without Kamara playing. Steve's team looks whack. So Kuhn somehow has managed to. I think he's 4-2, or he's 3-3 at the very least. He's had.
Maybe 4-2.
He might be a legit, like, playoff team this year. Not legit. I'm sorry. He might legit make the playoffs this year. Like he has a
Dude,
chance.
He's basically like he's like Big Ed from Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
I hope he wins the whole thing this year. Like, I hope somehow he just keeps pulling out these miracles out of his ass and he wins the whole thing.
Like, he's a bottom six scoring team. He just happens to face another bottom six scoring team every week. Then you had tanking for Cook, who keeps the tank going. Strong for Donk. And Saquon DeChef, which is the worst name ever, needs to he won. And then you had Feinberg kicking the shit out of Watts. All in all, it was a rough week for some people, a good week for others. And right now, I just look at the stats here. Fucking Kuhn is in fourth place. This is
like we all expected.
If you would bet money, it would have been like 1,000-1 if Kuhn's team to be 4-2 at this point in the season. I think it would have been like shocking to me. And poor Wiz, he's at the bottom there at 2-4, the exact opposite. So hopefully he gets to right the ship. Let's go to the power rankings. Actually, let's go to the week 7 matchups. Predict those real quick. You got me versus Feinberg. Feinberg didn't get too much out of David Johnson on Thursday, but I think he still takes care of me, man. He's got Kareem Hunt and Patrick Mahomes and Terry Kill. So if the fucking Kansas City Chiefs have a bad game, he loses, basically. So I'm gonna go Feinberg on this one.
I'm gonna take Feinberg as well.
We have James versus Cheese. I'm going to go Cheese here. Cheese team been rolling. No Melvin Gordon hurts, but I think that he still pulls it out here against James.
Certainly got a great start from Emmanuel Sanders already. I'm going to have to go Cheese as well.
You versus Donk. I'm not going to bother to look at what happened so far. I'm just going to go you. Donk's one of the worst teams in the league. You're obviously one of the best, if not the best, so I'm going to go you over here.
Here I'm going to obviously have to go Donk.
Obviously. Woods versus Kuhn. Kuhn keeps it going, man. I think Kuhn's team is legit better than Woods' team, and Woods does not get Fournette back this week. I think Kuhn goes to 5-2. He's going to jump into third place because after I lose it, he's going to jump me. He's going to be fucking 5-2.
Is this an error on the site? I'm looking. It looks like Woods is starting Terrell Pryor, but it says Terrell Pryor is a free agent. Did the Jets cut him?
Woods... As, for me, he's starting Andy Dalton.
No. Terrell Pryor is no longer a quarterback. He's now a wide receiver.
Oh.
It says free agent. I don't know if the Jets cut him. I don't follow shitty Jets news, but
I do not know, man. He is starting this guy. So, I mean, this is a tank. This is a woo-woo. This is a tanking alert right here, because if he starts Terrell Pryor with no team on a bye, then that's an official – you. That's actually – does that hurt you? Because don't you have his pick? No, they can't hurt you.
No. We'll figure that out. We'll leave that decision up to the guys, the higher-ups. That's above our pay grade to figure that out.
So yeah, he's tanking for Miller hard. He really wants Miller to get that number one overall pick. I'm gonna have to go with Kuhn here, man. I think he gets to 5-2.
There, how do you pick against Kuhn? He's a guy's a buzzsaw.
Yeah, yo. Now here's a rough matchup. I think probably the most even matchup of the week is Wiz versus Saquon DeChef. I'm gonna actually go Launchpad here. I think Wiz's team is on the ropes. He loses Hyde this week. He's starting T.J. Yeldon and James White. Not the greatest scenario. Thielen's got to do it for. He's starting Vernon Davis at tight end, which is like the second tight end on the Redskins, so that's rough.
Once man starting CJ Uzomah.
I'd rather start Uzomah than Vernon Davis. At least Uzomah is the tight end there. Like, you know, Davis isn't.
I don't know. I the Barkley thing is a big factor, but once man's also starting Eli.
Yeah, but look at this lineup. He's starting LeSean McCoy, T.J. Yeldon.
White and Yeldon, I think, are going to have big weeks.
Maybe. Nelson Aguilar, who's trash. Chris Hogan, who's trash. Vernon Davis, trash. I don't know. There's too much trash.
This is a coin flip. I'm going to take Watts.
You're going to take Watts?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Barkley. I like Stephon Diggs. Jermaine Kearse, I like this week. I don't know. I'd rather have no disrespect, Watts. I'd just rather have Launchpad's team this week. All right, so
sure he's gonna take those assigned disrespect.
Power rankings at what everyone's.
You didn't pick Herman versus Steve.
Oh, Herman. No, Steve. did I not pick them? I missed it. Let me go back to the.
I'm taking Herman.
I skipped over that. Oh, I'm sorry. Herman's got 25 points for. Oh, Philip Rivers is doing work already. Yeah, man, I don't know. He's still – Matt Ryan, Kamara, Mixon, Cole Beasley, Kelvin Benjamin, ugh, Josh Gore. except for Cole Beasley, Kelvin Benjamin, he's still got Kelsey. I think Gordon's going to have a good week. Minnesota Vikings at the Jets, Will Lutz. I'm going to take Steve here, man. I think Herman's team is trash. He's going to go to 1-6 or something. I don't like his team.
All right. We'll see.
Okay, so the official power rankings, what everyone's been waiting for all week. Where's my notes? Here we go. All right, number 12, Woods, no one cares about you. You're in last. Herman, you're number 11, you stink. Donk, you're number 10, you deserve better. Watts, you're at 9, bro. You gotta get some wins here. Kuhn, you're moving up, man. You keep winning, man. You're number 8. You're number 8 this week.
Kuhn should be top 3.
I agree. Maybe next.
You got
week.
Intangibles.
Launchpad number 7. I have Watts down here twice. Does that? But delete Watts. All right. Cheese number. I'm sorry. You know what? Because I typed in. I'm sorry. After Launchpad at 6-5. Me Cats. I'm in a rough part of my schedule right now. Taking some losses. No good. Cheese 4. Steve 3. Feinberg 2. Miller 1. All right, man. So go on to my league.
All right. Last week in your league, I took an L. My hot streak came to an end. I dropped the week to Cheese. Took me down 172 to 150. Wasn't ever particularly close. Watts and Stefan battled in a very low scoring affair that Watts edged out 120 to 111. Cats had a huge week, 189, beat down on Justin, who only put up 115. Justin's team is certainly on the downward trend here.
Well, if you look at his roster, it was smoke and mirrors how he was like such a monster the first couple of weeks.
And Kuhn, snuck by Feinberg, 126 to 122. Kuhn's team is looking a little shaky here. While Dan lost James, 135 to 150. And Launchpad lost to Donk by 40, 164 to 123.
I don't know why I had to fucking play that dickhead on the best week he's ever had in any.
He'll never let you forget it either.
I know. It's like your team on paper, his team's like, eh. And like he put up like 187 points on me. And I'm like, I scored like 160 something. And I lose. And he's like, oh, you suck, cats. I'm like, fuck you, bro.
All right. Well, this week I am going to go. First matchup, I got myself versus Donk. I got to go with Donk.
You like the Donkness?
I'm playing Donk in both leagues.
Well, I would like you to beat Donk for me because he's in my league. I don't want him to scratch back into the playoff hunt here.
I mean, I would like to beat him for me as well, but this doesn't look like it's in the cards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we actually had was approached in the chat this week by Justin to the only good way to do the scheduling is to have division games at the beginning and the end of the season. Therefore, because those games matter more, they don't get affected by the buys. I'm going to take it into consideration, Justin. Maybe next year I'll fix it.
Maybe we'll have a conference or maybe a board meeting or a powwow. We can hash it out.
Also, maybe look at the schedule. You can start complaining about things.
Next matchup, Herman versus Wild Dan. I got to go Herman here. He's off to a nice start with Emmanuel Sanders, and I hope Wild Dan loses because he's in my division.
I'm going to go disagree, man. I'm going Wild Dan here. I know you got to hate on the Wild Dan. He's in the division. He's scratching. You know, he's right behind you, but I don't like Herman's team too much. He got Emmanuel Sanders. I don't like Herman's team too much. I'm not believing the Joe Flacco. He's only playing one quarterback this week. Not looking good.
Next, Feinberg versus Watts. Feinberg, your team is trash. However, Watts, you're starting Brock Osweiler, which means I cannot pick you. Feinberg, I got to pick Feinberg this week. I cannot pick a Brock Osweiler-led team.
I'm going to go Watts. Watts is James Winston, Cam Newton, but other than that, Feinberg's team is looking actually all right. Alvin Kamara, Sony Michel. Oh, that's the problem, the receivers. All right, Taylor Gabriel, Cole Beasley, Sammy Watkins, these guys are all whack. I think I'm going to go Watts here.
All right, next, Cheese versus Launchpad, the battle of the Jelly Brothers. I am going to have to go Launchpad here.
A little Launchpad. Let me just find that game here. I'm going to go Cheese. I think Cheese legit has a good team. He just got Diggs. I think he gave up a lot of assets for Diggs, but this year I think he's looking good. I think he's going to be a tough out in your conference, the Freya Miller conference.
Next game, James versus you.
I'm going me all day. I got James. Right now, Deion Lewis is scratching and clawing his way to beating Larry Fitzgerald did on on Thursday night. He's got 13 points already. It's like the first Titan to score over 10 points in like a month. And I have a lot of guys playing on Monday night. I got both my quarterbacks, my best running back, and my best receiver all playing on Monday night. I think I'm going to wax him. I'm going to score like 80 points, maybe 90 points on Monday night.
I got to pick you as well. James' team is looking rough around the edges here.
Yeah, he had a lot of bad bets. He's starting Breshad Perriman.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. Apparently,
Perriman. Oh my God.
He's. I gotta look at his roster. There's gotta be a better. I would have
started Courtland Sutton. Too late now, but
I would have just started Jakeem Grant. There's at least in a world where Jakeem Grant scores a random touchdown, long touchdown.
Agreed. Totally agree.
I would have rather have started Jeff Swam. There's a chance he scores a touch. I don't think Breshad Perriman sees a snap.
I don't think he plays.
So that's basically. Nice. I don't know who Maurice Harris is. I would have played him over Breshad Perriman.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked Perryman's owned, and then I'm even more shocked someone is actually starting him.
How do you not start Courtland Sutton over Breshad Perriman? At least you know Courtland Sutton. He's a red zone target. Like,
oh, you know what happened? I know what happened. He was starting Gronk. Gronk got ruled out. He could no longer start. And Gronk got ruled out today, so he couldn't start Sutton, who played Thursday. But nonetheless, you should be starting literally anyone else besides Perriman.
I would have just been starting Sutton over Chester Rogers, Like,
that's debatable. But well, anyway,
because if when T.Y. Hilton's there, man, T.Y. Hilton's going to be the guy again. I don't see Chester. Yeah. Like, you want to play all the Colts? You want to play Nyheim Hines, Chester Rogers, you fucking T.Y. Hilton? I was like, forget it. I'm out on that. Anyway.
All right. Final match of the week. Mm-hmm. It's showtime. Stefan versus Kiyun. I'm not going to look too close to this one. I'm going to pick Kiyun.
I'm picking Stefan because I got that hate on Kiyun. I need him to lose a game eventually so that I can reclaim my first place. Actually, I can't reclaim it. He beat me. But anyway, it's going to be a big matchup later in the year, me versus Kiyun. It's going to be for our division. So, yeah.
A little sidebar breaking news. The number one quarterback prospect, that guy from Oregon, who everyone's already decided is going to go to the Giants.
He's because, hurt.
Well, of course, it's going to happen. He's going to stay in school. So.
Oh, he's staying in school?
Good job, Giants. All right. Let's move on to some power rankings here.
Wait, first of all, is that if you're the number one quarterback prospect, right? And there's like no doubt, right?
Yeah.
That's a fucking bad move.
There's never a scenario in which I would stay in school in that case.
Like,
if you're projected to go in the first round of the NFL draft, forget first overall. You should always come out.
Yeah, but like, look, like this year there are no other quarterback prospects. You are the guy, right? So like, that guarantees you top five, possibly top three, depending on what team. So you can't get better, like, you know.
I totally agree. I think it's a mistake, but
yeah,
we'll see.
All right,
power rankings, 12th, as always, Stefan. 11th place, I got James. 10th place, I got Feinberg. 9th place, I got Donk. 8th, Launchpad.
Well, let me guess.
7th,
Cats.
Cats. 6th, I'm going Wild Dan. 5th place, Watts. I missed this up. Hold on. Something's not right here. I messed the number up at some point. All right, nonetheless. I forgot the numbers, but I'm going Wild Dan, then Watts, then Herman, then myself, then Cheese, and then who's the last one? Kiyun.
How the hell is Herman that high? He got waxed last week, didn't score any points.
I hear you, but I can't just forget everything that happened the first 5 weeks of the season.
He wasn't super great. He's 3-3.
He was number one power rankings as of 3 weeks ago. Now he's dropped to 3 or 4, whatever I put him at. But, Cass, you can't just go from one to the cellar. It's a gradual progression.
you have him in third or fourth place. All right, whatever, man.
He's currently scored fourth most points in the league.
I could win this league.
You know, a big basis for my rankings, so.
I could win this league, and I'd still be in seventh, I feel like. Regardless of what happens to me.
If you win the league, maybe we'll have to revisit the rankings. Talk to me when that happens.
Well, I want the same treatment, though. If I'm the worst team in the league, I still want to be seventh, all right? If that's the case, all right? Like, if I'm eventually in Stefan's position, and I'm trash, it's like, all right, Kat's in seventh. He's still sitting there pretty.
You know what? I can't make any promises, Cats. You got the coin. I got the power rankings.
Okay. All right.
It lays where it lays.
All right, man. So another good week of the show. Hopefully next week we get Watts back. And next week will be my last week of having the show without a kid. I'm going to have to ask Miller for advice for having a podcast while attending to a child. Well, maybe we'll broach that next week. Miller, you got a song to play us off with?
I got you.
All right, man. Miller, play us off. We'll see you all next week.